The application was first filed 18 months ago, prompting Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state health commissioner to publicly blame the delay for threatening financially distressed New York hospitals. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says they've begun drafting a potential agreement based on New York's revisions, but there are outstanding issues. She says the so-called Medicaid waiver shouldn't determine the future path for particular New York hospitals. New York wants to spend most of the money over 5 years for alternative care and transitional subsidies for hospitals losing patients. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.